All right, so get this. We're going way back, like way back to the Vedic period in
You
India.
got it. We're talking 1500 to 1000 BCE.
Whoa. Okay, so that's ancient. What exactly went down back then?
Picture this. Huge fire rituals, like seriously massive, and animal sacrifices, and these ancient chants, right, that people were
Well,
using.
hold on. Animal sacrifices, like, whoa.
Yeah. And the chants,
Yeah.
they've been passed down like for centuries.
Wow. So we're talking about like the foundation of Hinduism as we know it, right?
Exactly. This deep dive is really about how Hinduism came to be. We're going to see how those rituals weren't just like shows or whatever.
Right.
They actually shape society, like how power worked, the whole structure, and get this, their impact is still felt today.
Okay, so give me the lowdown. What was life actually like back in the Vedic period?
So imagine a time of like total change. The Indo-Aryan people were migrating to India, you know, bringing their beliefs and everything.
Okay, yeah.
And it was this like super dynamic time where their ideas mixed with the cultures that were already there.
Gotcha. So like a cultural melting pot.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, stuff from this period didn't just disappear. It like carried on and influenced later Indian history.
Interesting. So like threads connecting different eras.
Exactly. We call them threads of continuity. It wasn't just a, you know, flash in the pan.
This stuff had serious staying power.
Absolutely. Take the Vedas, for example. They're these ancient Sanskrit texts from that era. They're like a, you know, a snapshot of their rituals and beliefs.
Okay, yeah, the Vedas. I remember hearing about those.
Yeah, it's like peeking into their world.
So about those rituals, I was checking out the stuff you sent over, and man, those sacrifices were intense. I mean, animals, food, they even offered up poetry. What was the deal with that?
Right. It might seem crazy, but it wasn't just about like bribing the gods.
Oh, okay. So like there was more to it.
Yeah, for sure. The Vedic people believed in this like delicate balance in the universe.
I see. I see.
So these sacrifices, especially the huge ones on those massive fire altars with kings and priests chanting and all, it was about keeping the universe in check.
So, like making sure things ran smoothly.
Right. Good harvests, no diseases, stuff like that.
So, like a cosmic insurance policy?
You could say that, but here's the thing. Those rituals also had a huge impact on power, like on Earth.
How so?
The fact that the sacrifices were so like elaborate and complex, it showed how powerful the rulers were. It like backed up their authority.
So it was about the gods and about who had the power down here. Fascinating. Speaking of power, did everyone get to be part of these rituals, or was it like an exclusive club?
Nah, not everyone had, you know, the same role to play. It was all very structured.
Okay, so like a hierarchy.
Yeah. Priests, kings, then common people. Everyone had their part, and it was all connected, you know?
I see.
So it like held their society together, but it was also like super rigid. Some people even think this was a precursor to the caste system, you know, later in India.
Wow, that's kind of a dark connection. Okay, so let's zoom out for a sec. Big picture time.
Sure.
How did these Vedic rituals influence like Hinduism as we
Yeah.
know it? Like, are there actual links?
Oh, yeah. There are some like crazy connections.
Really? Like what?
Well, you know, some of the core stuff in Hinduism, like karma and reincarnation,
Yeah.
it has its roots in the Vedic period.
Doesn't
Like they weren't fully formed back then, but you can see them develop
So,
it.
like seeds of the ideas.
Right. For example, that emphasis on sacrifice and how everything is connected, it kind of suggests they were already thinking about karmic consequences.
So, when people today talk about karma, they're drawing on ideas that were like first explored in these ancient fire rituals.
In a way, yeah. It's like, you know how a tree has branches?
Yeah.
Well, this is like tracing those branches all the way back down to the roots.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
And it's not just the philosophy. Even those Sanskrit chants they use in Hindu ceremonies today, you can trace them back to the Vedic hymns, like the words they used, you know?
So we're talking about some serious longevity here. That's mind-blowing. Okay, so we've talked about like what they did, you know, the sacrifices, the gods, the social stuff.
Right.
But what about the why? Like, what did they believe about the universe? Why did they do all this?
Okay, so the Vedic people, they believed in this huge, complex cosmos
Okay.
with tons of gods, and each god had like their own job and powers.
I see.
But get this, the gods weren't like distant or anything. They were totally involved in the world, like affecting everything, even human stuff.
Okay, so it wasn't just about like keeping the gods happy.
Exactly. They believed humans had to like hold up their end of the bargain.
Interesting. So like shared responsibility.
Yeah, They had to keep the cosmic order going through their actions, and rituals were a big part of that.
I see. So the sacrifices weren't just, I don't know, random. They had a purpose.
Totally. They were like the best way to, you know, connect with the divine, nourish the gods, keep everything running smoothly. It was a give and take.
Like a cosmic partnership. That's cool. You know, it's fascinating to me that this desire to connect with something bigger, it seems like everyone feels that.
Oh, absolutely. And those Vedic hymns, they give us a glimpse of how, like, thousands of years ago, they were asking the same questions we ask today.
Like what?
Like, you know, who are we? What's our purpose? What's it all about? The big questions. Humans have always been asking those questions.
It's incredible to think that by exploring these rituals, we're also exploring something about, like, what it means to be human.
Exactly. That search for meaning, to connect with something beyond ourselves.
That's powerful. So studying history isn't just about dates and names, huh?
Right. It's about connecting with people across time, understanding how we're all linked.
I love that. It's like looking in a mirror, but seeing the past reflected back. So as we wrap up our deep dive, you know, one thing that really strikes me is how long this stuff lasted. We've been talking about, like, rituals and beliefs from thousands of years ago, but we can still feel their impact today. Why do you think that is? What gave these practices such staying power?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because even as things changed over time, some core elements, they just stuck around.
Like what?
Like that need to connect with something bigger,
yeah.
You know, and the desire to understand the world around us, and rituals, ceremonies, people have always used those to, like, mark important moments.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it wasn't just about religion. It was about community, too.
Mm.
Sharing those beliefs and doing those things together, it kind of brought people together.
Exactly. It gave them a way to, like, make sense of the world. And it gave them a sense of belonging, purpose. It connected them to something bigger.
It held their society together.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. It shows how these practices, even though they were, you know, religious, they really affected the whole Vedic world, politics, society, everything.
Right. It wasn't just something they did off on their own. It was woven into, like, everything.
Exactly. And it makes you think, right, if this stuff is still relevant today, what does that say about us? Do we still need those rituals, that connection to something bigger than ourselves? How do we find that in the world today? It's something to think about, isn't it?
It really is. It makes you want to, like, look at your own life,
yeah.
See what role rituals and traditions play for you. That's a pretty powerful thought to leave our listeners with, I think.
I think so, too.
Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for, like, taking us on this journey.
My pleasure. And remember, the past isn't really gone. You can still see it, you know, in these ancient rituals,
yeah.
In the beliefs that are still around, and in those big questions that we're all still trying to answer.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the Vedic period.
Thanks for listening, everyone.